Hello, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May you speak with Matthew? We're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. So am I speaking with Matthew?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, go ahead.
So does
how much time do you need?
Oh, it's very short, like 5 minutes maximum, I want to say. But I can go even faster.
Yeah,
if you
can do that.
All right, perfect. Well, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably.
All right.
Higher than 50-50, yeah.
All right. So since we want to get a demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
45 to 50.
All right. No worries. Just to be sure, we're like representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian. White.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
When you say independent, do you mean like actually registered as an independent, or I would vote either way, depending on my candidate?
Well, and this way independent kind of just means independent kind of in your own way, because it's regardless of how you previously voted. So it's really just what you think of yourself.
I would say independent.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I really haven't followed her. I can't answer that. Sorry.
All right, no worries. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue of your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two options. Improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Whew. That's a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get, like, far away from the microphone? I can't hear you that good. Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, but I can't really hear you that well.
Oh, give me
oh,
just 1 sec. Give me just 1 sec.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. So I said inflation, and then I asked if you could repeat the list because you went over. There were so many things there. I just want to make sure I get the right one.
All right. Yeah, totally. So it's improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, and protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Oh, man. Okay. And you said I can only pick two?
Yes, please.
Goodness. Okay. I guess we'll go with abortion rights and inflation.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards this certain person or group, a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings, and a 50 means that you do not have particularly warm or cold feelings, so it's like a very neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no option, if you have no opinion, or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Raul Garcia.
I don't know who that is.
No worries. What about Joe Kent?
I've heard of him. Say 50.
50? All right.
Don't feel. Yeah.
What about Maria Cantwell?
She's down in the 20s. I'm not very fond of her.
20? All right. What about Joe Biden?
Probably put him in the 30s, like 35.
35? All right. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
I've heard of her. I don't know. I'll just put her at 50.
50? All right. So 50. What about Donald Trump?
Same as Biden, 35.
35? All right. What about woke liberals in Congress?
Zero.
Zero. All right. And what about MAGA Republicans?
Zero.
Zero. All right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
They're both garbage candidates, so I don't want to vote for either of them.
All right. Well, if you maybe lean towards one of them, would you want to lean towards Biden or lean towards Trump?
I guess lean towards Trump. It just makes me sick even saying either one of them.
All right. No worries. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I would have to read up on both of them to give you a good answer. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, if you have to, like, maybe lean towards one of them, who do you think you would lean towards?
Probably Joe Kent.
All right, no worries. So lean towards Kent. So even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her in Congress for, like, in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A slight chance.
All right. So next, I'm going to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. So for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important this is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use 10 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think this is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So a fighter for the working class.
That's like a 7.
A 7, all right. A leader who understands our way of life in Southern Washington and will work to protect it.
8.
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
10.
Someone you can trust.
10.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few short statements that people have made about some candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about, let's see while it loads. All right, I'll be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that this is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support small producers.
That sounds good. I'd say like an 8.
An 8, all right. Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
That sounds good. Sounds good, like a 7.
A 7? All right. Marie Guzman Camp-Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians for corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
That's great. I would say that's a 10.
All right, a 10. Perfect. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, Marie Guzman Camp-Perez, or a Republican, Joe Kent?
Still, I need to read up on both, and there's something that about I heard about Marie Guzman Camp that didn't sit well with me. I can't remember what it was. I just know that there was something she did that didn't sit well with me. So I would need to weigh both candidates evenly.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates. Yes. I'll be talking to you about.
Sorry, you broke up. You broke up a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
I can now, yeah. Yeah,
all right, perfect. So I'll be talking to you about Joe Kent. So others will hear statements about some other candidates, but for now, we will talk about Joe Kent. So again, kind of just read, I'm going to read like your statement, and if you could rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. So the first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I don't know. I have a problem with that because I feel like our insurance industry is all for profit and doesn't care for people anyway. So I don't know, by deregulating it, it doesn't seem like they're really under regulations anyway. So
would you say maybe this doesn't give you like any doubt, so near 0? Or would you say it gives you some doubt, like 5?
We'll say like a 5, yeah.
All right. And Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy her freedom to decide for herself if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
I think that's a 0. I don't like that.
All right. So a 0 would mean that you have doubts
sorry.
At all. So a 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe?
A 10. 10, yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, no
10,
worries.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
Sorry,
so
worries. Give me just one second. Mm-hmm. Sorry, if you don't mind, if you don't mind talking to me in the car, I got to go pick up one of my kids, but I'm happy to.
Oh, totally do not mind. We only have, I think about 3 questions left, so no worries.
Okay.
So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Well, less likely.
All right. Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Probably much less likely.
All right. So given everything you have just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
His stance on abortion.
All right. So his stance on abortion.
There.
All right. So the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last review you completed?
There's some college.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. So how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right. You too. Have a good day. Goodbye.